Blog Talk Radio.
Alrighty. Well, let's play some music here.
Never gave up on me. and over. I have a hope found in your name. I have a strength found in your grace, your faithfulness, my fortress, over and over. Make way through the
Thank you. praise and worship, part of the service. Amen. It was a blessing. All right. Okay, let's get into the message. The message is, bless those who persecute you. Okay? This week we're going to take a look at seven principles found in Romans 12 that describe the marks of a true Christian. The intent of studying this passage is not to condemn or lead you to comparison. Instead, let Paul's teaching fill you with a deep transformative longing to wholeheartedly pursue the life God intends for you. Ask God to help you see yourself as He sees you, to see the grace He's placed upon your life by the blood of Jesus, so that you might walk more fully in the power and anointing of the Spirit. Open your heart to God and let Him do a mighty work in you. He is near to you, ready to mold and shape you into a disciple filled with His incredible love. May you discover God's grace and perspective this week as you examine your life in light of this powerful passage of Scripture. Amen. All right. Think back on the unresolved conflict you've had. Maybe a friend, spouse, family member, or coworker wronged you. Reflect on the anger, frustration, and sense of injustice you felt. Maybe you still feel those things today when you remember that situation. Conflict without grace and forgiveness is like a small hole in the fabric of our emotions that seems to tear larger and larger every passing day. The more we play with the scenario over in our heads, the worse it seems to get. The feelings of unforgiveness and the need for fairness carry with them an increasingly heavy burden. And the Bible teaches us that unforgiveness and seeking fairness are weights we are never intended to bear. So Jesus completely turned our system of fairness on its head. In Luke chapter 6, verses 27 to 31, He said, "But I say to you who hear, I love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, pray for those who abuse you. To one who strikes you on the cheek, offer the other also. And from one who takes away your cloak, do not withhold your tunic either. Give to everyone who begs from you, and from one who takes away your goods, do not demand them back. And as you wish that others would do to you, do so to them." The way of God is grace-filled, unconditional love, not fighting for what you feel owed. Jesus Himself did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied Himself by taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of men, and being found in human form. He humbled Himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on the cross. Jesus chose to never reciprocate the persecution and cursing He faced. Instead, He lived His life in the pursuit of blessing everyone with grace and mercy so that they may know the depths of God's love. And He calls you and me to do the same. In Matthew chapter 5, verses 43 to 45 says, "You have heard that it was said, you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, so that you may be sons of your Father who is in heaven, for He makes His sun rise on the evil and the good and sends rain on the just and on the unjust." So we are called to live our lives out of understanding that we are sons and daughters of God. And Jesus says that loving our enemies and praying for those who persecute us demonstrates our position as God's children. You have been delivered from the world system of fairness. You no longer have to fight to get what is owed to you. Instead, you can choose to cast off the weight and bless and serve those around you. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse them. Romans chapter 12, verse 14. See, God will fight for your justice. He will be your protector and defender. So leave those heavy needs at the foot of the cross and come follow the way of your Savior. The only path to experiencing the fullness of abundant life is choosing to bless your enemies instead of fighting with them. God's path to peace and joy is founded on the concept of grace. So when you choose to bless others, even if they don't deserve it, you are choosing to live your life in the light of eternity. You have been forgiven and offered grace, not because you deserved it, but by the mercy and love of your Heavenly Father. So follow the example and teaching of Jesus today. Live your life in obedience to His word and experience the fruit of choosing to bless everyone around you regardless of how they treat you. So, Firstly, meditate on Jesus' teaching on forgiveness and grace. And secondly, now ask the Spirit to fill you with the desire to be like Jesus and obey His word. Trust that God's commands are meant to lead you to the absolute best life you can live. Okay? Philippians chapter 2, verses 5 through 8. Have this mind among yourself, which is yours, Christ Jesus, who though was in form of God, did not count equality with God as a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself by taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of men, and being found in human form, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. So thirdly, spend time in God's presence, allowing the love and grace he offers you to mold and shape you into the likeness of Jesus. The more time you spend with God, the more you will become like him. So rest in his nearness. Blessing those who have hurt you is one of the hardest things to do as a believer. It requires a perspective and fortitude to choose God's way over what feels most gratifying at the time. But you have the power to choose the abundant life God makes available to you in every moment. The Holy Spirit will help you forgive and offer grace to others if you allow him to. So choose, bless those who persecute you today, and watch as the love and honor you show others brings heaven to earth around you. I highly suggest that you read Matthew chapter 5. It'll bring this devotional more into light. Amen. All right. Well, that brings us to the most important question. And that is, do you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior? If you do not, that's okay, because you will get a chance to in just a moment. But let me ask you, are you tired of traveling down this long and dusty road, not knowing which way to go, which way is up or down? Or maybe you're lacking purpose in your life and you need some. Or maybe, okay, you suffer from depression or anxiety. Okay? Or maybe you are suffering from something much worse, such as addiction to alcohol, drugs, sexual immorality. Overeating or gambling. Whatever the problem may be, you see, Jesus can take it away, but in order for him to do so, he has to know you. So do you want to get to know the Lord Jesus Christ tonight? If so, simply say this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, for too long I have kept you out of my life. I know that I'm a sinner and that I cannot save myself. No longer will I close the door when I hear you knocking upon it. By faith, I gratefully receive your gift of salvation. I am so ready to trust you as my Lord and Savior. So I want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming to earth. I believe you are the Son of God who died on the cross of Calvary for my sins and then rose from the dead on the third day. So thank you for bearing my sins and giving me the precious gift of eternal life. I believe your words are true, so please come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and be my Savior tonight. And we pray this in the mighty, precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, if you said this prayer, okay, we would like to welcome you to the family of God. We'd like to say, may the Lord bless you, and may he always keep you highly favored. Amen. Oh, I see we got 2814 numbers on here. We got two Dougs. Okay. That's interesting. Okay. Well, I'm going to play some music here. Okay. Let's play some music here.
Yeah. Y'all ready? I know that it's true. Just too much proof in my eyes. All I know is He's such an emotional creature like that.
You called him emotional creature.
Yeah, I called him an emotional creature, an emotional woman. Yes, I did. And I told him I meant what I said. That's
I
what it was. But what
it.
Else do you want me to
I
call it?
I heard you, man.
I mean, what else do you want me to call it? I mean, that's exactly what it was. It's an emotional creature that can't handle any other viewpoint but his own, especially if it's coming from this place. What do you want me to call it? I mean, nobody else was saying anything to him. I had to be the bad guy. I mean, nobody else was telling him. But at the end of the day, it's his show. You dig, brother? So therefore, he's able to, he can manipulate his audience all he wants to, brother. That's his damn show. But I wasn't going for it, and I didn't hear anybody else on the show actually bringing that to his attention, though. You dig? Just like you can bring all kinds of stuff to my attention,
man,
because I'm a foul guy, but.
Yeah. Well, you know, everybody has their opinions
Mine wasn't actually an opinion, though, brother. You could actually hear it. Mine actually wasn't an opinion. It was actually something that was happening in real time. But I guess people's brains couldn't actually catch up to it at the time. You did. I guess their brains weren't like actually working in real time. They was working in fictional time. So therefore, the lines kind of got crossed because I was actually working in real time. I guess everybody else was working in fictional time because nobody else told him that what was happening in real time was he was an emotional creature. I guess they just didn't see it at the time. I don't know. So I'll take the hits for that. I don't mind. I can take it on the chin. I got a pretty strong chin. I can take hits. It's all right.
All right. Okay. That's cool. Okay. Well, I've got some more callers. There are a bunch of 111 callers. Well, let's take them and see what they got to say. Okay? Okay. So that was foolishness.
Yeah.
Let's see the next
Jason
one.
And Dogger Pedals.
Hello. Okay, 111 and dropped. Okay, we got another.
Daddy
I think
Long,
we got another.
Brother.
I think we got another Doug calling in. Okay,
oh,
you want to
let
me take
this
other
call.
Doug?
Yeah.
Okay. Hello, 814. You're on the line. What's your name?
My name is Doug, and that's an imposter. That's not Doug. I'm the real Doug.
That's a terrible impersonation, by the way. Just so you know that you dropped the ball on that.
Shut up,
Jason. You fumbled the ball down the whole field, brother. Just so you know that. I'm just telling you the facts. I'm sorry, I heard
Jason,
that.
Jason, shut up.
You fumbled the ball back.
Shut up,
all
Jason.
Sounds like Dr. Peter Paul.
Continue your charade then, my bad, brother.
You're boring.
I didn't interrupt your charade.
You're boring. Shut up, Jason.
Right, okay.
Shut up.
Okay, we got two Dougs on the line tonight, okay?
I'm the real Doug.
A real Doug and a fake Doug, and we know who the fake
shut
is.
Up,
you can say it's Patrick Kenny. It's all right, buddy.
Jason,
you can say
up.
The truth, man. It's a Christmas
it's
show.
It's Dr. Peter Toller.
It's all
shut
right.
Up, Jason.
Faking to be me.
You said that last shut up, Jason. It sounded like Pastor Peter.
Come
your
on,
voice
shut up.
A little bit. You just caught yourself up, buddy. You just caught yourself up because your voice kind of said, okay, be careful because I'm listening. Damn it, be careful now because you almost sounded like, watch yourself. I almost got you.
Jason, shut up.
Play some music.
Yeah. Get the smoker's voice back because you almost fouled out for a minute. I almost caught you. All right.
Yeah. Okay. Is that a threat? Is that a threat? Yeah, I'll pump you.
I can't even talk to you as a serious and adult because of how you're
I'll
doing.
I'll pump you full of lead. You trying to threaten me? Huh?
Who are you talking to?
Yeah. Chad, stab your cousin, huh?
I'm trying to
you
figure out who
you're
talking to. You
neck.
Haven't said a name, big guy. I don't even know who you're talking to right now. You're just rambling on with a cigarette voice.
You
I don't know who you're talking
your cousin
to.
In the neck.
No.
Because he didn't let you.
Most like
you
he's not a real person.
Touch him. Shut up.
I know it.
Jason.
It's hilarious, by the way. This is very funny. I'm having fun.
Jason,
you're having fun, Doug. The real
up.
Doug, you're having fun, man. It's fun.
Hey, shut up, Jason.
These guys make asses
hey,
of themselves,
got,
and
got,
I'm entertained by that.
Jason.
It's very funny to me.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Ignore me. So what?
No, I'm not
so
ignoring
what?
You.
I bet,
you're just a clown. Why
I bet I
got
to.
You want me to be
why
part
are you
of the You want me to be part of your circus with you? You entertain a clown, you become part of the circus. You want me to become a circus act with you?
Yeah.
Is that what you
want? Yeah, I want you to be. Yeah, I want you to be the clown that stabs his
little
cousin.
Well, I'm sorry I hurt your
little
cigarette in those fillers, brother. But I
stab your little 12-year-old cousin in the neck. That's what I want you to do. Yeah.
I don't have a. I don't have a 5-year-old cousin. Actually, that's pretty funny you said that. I don't have a 5-year-old cousin.
I said 12-year-old. Stupid.
I don't have a 12-year-old cousin either, brother. All my cousins is grown. That's funny.
Shut up,
Jason. That's awkward. Awkward.
Jason, shut up. Shut up, Jason.
What? I'm just trying to correct your false facts. That's all.
Jason.
Don't get mad at me. I'm just being a man.
Shut up.
I don't know how you doing.
Jason.
All right. I'll let you be tough for the remainder of your segment. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Jason. Okay, Jason. Shut up. All right. Now let me talk. Now. Okay. I'm the real Doug. I'm the real Doug.
Well, the real Doug wouldn't have to say he's the real Doug because it'd be evident.
Well, you're not the real Jason, because the real Jason...
Well, actually, I am. Pastor Kenny can tell you it's the same number I've been calling in with since I've ever called into the
show.
Are
you the Jason
that
stabbed his little cousin in the neck? Are you the Jason that stabbed his little cousin in the neck?
I put a knife in his jugular, but I didn't actually kill him. No, I went to jail for that. But that was like 2 years ago, though.
So
you got to
when you
that's
put a knife in the jugular, it's called stabbing. Stupid.
No, brother, because I didn't actually put it in there where the blood was jumping out. I had to catch myself because it is my family. So I got in the middle of rage, but I caught myself in the midst of that, and I quit what I was doing because I was in the, it was bad. It was about to be
you
bad. I went to jail for that, though, brother. I did all my time for that. It's okay. I did that, and I suffered the consequences. I'm a man. I can take that.
Yeah.
I did what I did,
okay.
And I regret what I did, but it's
all
right.
That's stupid. That's stupid.
It was very
You're emotional.
Stupid. Absolutely, it was stupid.
You're emotional. Why are you so emotional? You're just an emotional wreck. You're emotional.
Well, it's the same. Well, I can explain that to you. You're absolutely right. At that time, at that stage in the game, right, I wasn't actually
emotional.
But my cup, no, listen to me. I'm explaining it to you. My cousin
emotional.
Was actually the emotional,
you were emotional.
One because my
you're
my cousin was actually
now.
The emotional one because when I beat him up, right, he
you're
couldn't
emotional.
Take the fact
that
I just
you're
did that, so he tried to come at me with a speaker, and he tried
me.
To bust me in the head with a big ass. Studio speaker, right? So that's when I did the whole damn knife thing because he couldn't handle me beating him up fist to fist.
So
he tried to. So I was already calm at that point. You know, see,
you
don't know.
You're emotional.
No, brother, no.
Like
I was defending myself. I was actually very calm. You could ask him. I actually was actually smoking a cigarette when it happened. But I was actually calm. After I beat him up with my hands, I already let it go. I was very calm, but he couldn't let it go. It was. I was calm.
Six tits in a tail. Like a bitch.
I'm really trying to explain to you what really happened, but you guys don't want to listen because you're
But you're emotional.
Yeah, you should let the person tell you the story.
Well, shut up, Jason. Let me talk. Shut up and let me tell the story.
Oh, so you know the story, my man? I didn't know that.
Yeah, Pastor Ken says,
I didn't even know you were there.
He asked me to shut up. Let me tell you a story.
No, but see, you can't tell me to shut up when you keep talking about me.
Well,
that's kind
shut
of
up.
Stupid, right? Why would
Pastor
I do that?
Pastor Ken wants me to
you
say
don't know
a story.
Me. Why would I do
shut
that?
Up.
Pastor Kenny, why would I
Jason,
do that if somebody's talking about me? Am I supposed to shut up when they don't know me?
Well, yeah,
what
shut
is
up.
That?
Shut up.
No, you
don't.
You know,
you
have to shut up. But,
tell
you know,
him to shut up, Pastor Ken. I got a story I want to share.
Hey, man, don't
up.
Talk to the host of the show like that, brother. See, now you're getting out of line, man. This is Kenny's show. So if Kenny hang up on you, brother, don't be upset because you're being out of line right now. All right.
I want to tell a story. Yeah, Pastor Kenny. I want to tell a story, okay?
Hey, go ahead, Doug.
I want to tell
us.
A story. Okay. All right. Now, you might call me emotional. I had a little cousin who was 12 years old, and I didn't stab him, but I poked him in the jugular, but I stopped myself because he tried to hit me with the speaker, and he tried to hit me with the speaker, but I didn't stab him. I just put a knife in there. It's not called stabbing. That's not called stabbing. Okay? It just, but, you know, what can I say? He really turned me on and wouldn't let me fondle him, so I stabbed him. Okay? Because my name is
I'm
Jason.
Sorry to hear that, man.
Yeah. Okay? But I'm, yeah. That's what you sound like. You sound emotional. You're emotional.
Oh, that was my story you were telling. You were telling my story?
Yeah,
I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's called
well,
emotional
I didn't,
Jason.
I don't remember you being there, brother, but that's crazy.
I'm not your brother.
Right, well, I don't remember you being there at all, but that's crazy.
But
you
can
that.
Call me daddy. Yeah, call me daddy. Oh,
wow.
Call me daddy.
I mean, you're pretty much telling on yourself at this point, so I love it. You can keep going. I can do this all night with you because you're just exposing yourself.
Yeah.
It's fun to me. I have fun with this stuff. It's all right.
Shut up.
Well,
now I
got
to shut up.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm loving so, life, man.
Yeah, dude. Stab someone.
This is fun.
Okay.
Shut up, Jason.
Okay, well, let's bring back on the other Doug. He actually he dropped for a second. Okay, hey Doug. Okay, what's up? You want to say something to the other Doug?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's dumb. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't
like
this
guy.
I don't appreciate
him putting Jason down like that.
Yeah, I love Jason. We're homo lovers.
Grover, Pastor Kenny asked the real Doug, not you. So we'll go smoke a cigarette, relax for 3 minutes, and let the real Doug actually speak for himself. Stop what you're doing.
Okay. Yeah.
Stop it.
Yeah. So what if Jason and I are lovers? Yeah.
Oh, wow. Oh, that's kind of a stretch, man. So you could have got away with a lot of
stuff.
Yeah,
we're emotional.
That's kind of
okay,
stretch,
we're emotional.
That's a stretch.
Emotional.
Okay.
Yeah, we're emotional.
Again, Pastor Ken
well,
asked the real Doug something, and then you came in with your grown voice like you smoked cigarettes since you was 12. Could you stop talking
you
about the real Doug talk, please?
Shut up, Jason.
You shut up.
Yeah.
Fake motherfucker.
Yeah,
okay, we got
up,
some
Jason.
More callers here. Okay,
shut up.
Okay,
dumb,
hold on, guys. We got
not
some more
you.
Let's
yeah,
try to
shut
take
up,
him as
Jason.
Had to say. Okay, they've been waiting 9 minutes.
Yeah, you
derailed
me.
Okay,
Do you know how much effort that just took
to
be able to do that?
Do
you know how much effort it just took out of somebody's day for them to actually call a whole number, right, and then do that? Oh, wow. That's the kid.
Yeah,
they
I
love
know.
You, man. Brother, they love you to death. You hear that? They literally take that much time out of their day to incorporate that into the. That's crazy,
yeah.
Brother. You got
wow.
mad love out here, my
okay.
man. You're on your way up
you know,
to the top, big
yeah.
dog. They love you to death.
Yeah.
You
yeah,
me?
Jason. Yeah, tell them.
Hear this guy
tell
talking
him.
Now?
Yeah. Tell him. Yeah.
His name Grover. Said you, Grover.
So what? Yeah. Okay. Tell him. Tell him, Jason. Shut up.
Where's your heart monitor at, Grover? I don't hear it tonight.
Bitch.
You out of the hospital?
Yeah. You're emotional. Emotional, Jason.
No, it actually don't work like that in real life, but okay.
Yeah, you're emotional.
That's enough of the fake Doug, okay? okay.
Why, you muted me?
No, I muted the other Doug.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Good.
Oh, that's real right there. I like that. That's
the
real.
The fake Doug.
I like that.
Oh, I muted the fake Doug.
Yeah, that's real, though. That's real, though, Pastor Kenny.
Come
that's
on.
Real
how,
stuff right there. I like that.
How crazy is that when someone says, well, I muted the fake Doug?
Well, Doug, they love
you.
Know.
Wait a minute.
They love you, Doug. I had some people call and try to be me a couple times. Brother, they love you to death.
Oh, yeah, I know.
You,
I know.
They love you, man.
Yeah, I mean, if they're going to try to sit there and impersonate you, they must love you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I get impersonated all the time, okay?
I know you do, Ken.
I heard them do that to you too, Pastor Kenny. They try to impersonate Pastor Kenny a few times since I've been calling their brother. Like, they love the hell out of this man. They love
yes,
Pastor
they
Kenny,
do.
Bro. Let me tell you, bro, they love him to death. They can't. It's like,
yep.
It's like a potent drug, brother. They cannot leave him alone, dog. Like they love Pastor Kenny to death. You hear me? Man.
Yeah. I hear
yeah.
you.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know what it is that attracts them, okay? But it's got to be something.
Because they don't break you, man. They can't break you.
Yeah.
You just keep going. They don't press you.
Right.
I'm not going to be broken, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Solid guy right there.
Yeah. Let's take another caller on. It's a 111 caller and find out what they want to say, okay, if anything, okay? Hello, 111, you're on the line. Who do I have?
Hey, Pastor Ken, how are you doing?
Who is it?
Oh, this is Van Colian. How are you doing? I heard great things about you, Pastor Ken.
Well,
sounds like
you.
Mike Hunt. He's just not talking normal.
hey, dog. How are you doing? I hear you.
Yeah, see? How you doing? Got any good jokes today?
Well, is JC on the line?
Now I know you're playing, brother. Okay, now we see what it is. See, thank you for calling, brother. You just sold your clown suit, brother. How you doing?
Yeah,
right, you circus,
thank
man?
You very much.
How
you doing tonight, circus, man?
You shut up, though. Let me talk. Don't talk over me.
Circus,
man.
No, that was Jason.
That is
why
how you doing,
like
man?
Ashley,
circus, man.
They're trying to help you, and you won't listen. You won't listen.
How you
you're
doing,
being
circus,
a grade man? Grade A, You lame. You garbage. You know that? At least,
circus man, I'm asking you how you doing. You don't hear me?
You have asked my question first. Why haven't you been listening? They've been trying to help you in like two episodes ago, and you've been a great
advisor. I didn't call in two episodes ago, so I don't know.
What kind of language
are
you speaking?
Ashley,
bro.
Mike Hunt calling in. I think
Mike Hunt. See,
yes,
there we
Mike
go.
Hunt.
I told you.
Brother,
shout out to
Mike
Hunt.
Do you actually hear your sources when you say that these people called in? Do you hear your sources and the credibility
that's
they
the
have?
The feminine
pretty much
guy.
Dick? Do you know that? The people that you mm-hmm. name, their credibility is dick with me. You dig what I'm saying? Like, it's nothing. Like, the people that, are you serious right now, brother? Like, do you hear your sources when you say them out loud to yourself? Like,
you need to look yourself in the mirror, you know that?
I do all the time, and I try to help myself every day. Sometimes
mm-hmm.
I'm foul, sometimes I'm okay. I'm still working on it.
Okay, so if how you let Ashley and Mike Hunt and the others, you know, talk to you and you listen to them, you would have been a much better person now.
Brother, but that's not factual, though, big dog. Like, you're living in, like, a fantasy land. That's actually not a factual thing to say in reality because, again, listen to the people that you're naming. Their credibility means dick to me. You know what I'm saying? It means nothing.
Last I checked, you know,
you know what I'm saying? Like,
they were actually right.
Your sources
were actually
worth
right.
dirt.
They were actually right. I mean, it's worth against them, but I'm believing them more. You know, you need help. You know that, Chase. You won't let me talk. I'm hanging up. There's no use listening to this guy, man. There's no use listening to this Chase.
You
man.
Need help.
Pastor Cannon, wish you a good night.
I don't know who this guy is, but wow.
Fuck you, Jason. Shut up.
He's very fucking smart. Nah.
Okay. All right. All right.
I'm sorry. Cut me off. I don't give a fuck.
Not a good job, Doug, but just watch
that's
the language.
That's ridiculous.
Crazy.
That guy was ridiculous.
Yeah. Okay, let's just bring on another caller. Okay?
It was ridiculous.
111, you're on.
I'm sorry, but it was.
Okay. 111, you're on the line.
Jeez. Please don't be that stupid. Please.
Okay. All right. Let's take another caller. Okay. 209. Okay.
Oh,
209.
God.
You're on the air. Who do I have?
Oh, no.
Ken.
Not Higgins.
Kenneth. Huh?
Higgins.
Randy.
Hey, Randy.
Hi.
Hey,
how are you?
Higgins.
Oh, boy. Hey, stupid.
Don't call him Higgins. He's not Higgins. He's Randy.
No, he thinks I'm Higgins. He's a retard. He's a retard.
No.
You can't talk crap about the retarded people like that.
No,
anyways, Doug, I'm trying to speak. If you don't mind, I wanted to speak. If you can shut your stupid drunk mouth. Anyways, Jason, how's it going, man?
Hey, Randy.
It was going okay until you called in, you circus man.
Yeah, no, we're good. Hey, what's going on? You're like,
actually not good. But okay.
Why are you? Hey, shut up! Shut up! I'm talking.
It's the Barnum
hey,
Bailey guy.
Why are you upset?
Hey, is your name Barnum Bailey?
Can we mute Doug real quick because we can have a conversation because it's kind of getting old.
Yeah, hold on.
Do you mind? Okay. Go fuck yourself. You're going to get muted. Thanks. All right. Hey, Jason, I wanted to congratulate you on your sobriety.
Hey, Ken, Randy running the show.
Ken.
Okay.
You see what he's doing, Ken?
Say mute me and you'll do that.
Let him talk,
but does he run your show?
Hey, do you mind? Do you mind not engaging with poor Ken? You're over here arguing with Ken. It's his show. Why are you yelling at Ken? Ken, it's not Ken's fault.
I'm not yelling at Ken.
Hey, Jason, shut up.
I'm asking him a question.
Gotcha. Okay, can you just stay quiet for a little bit?
Randy doesn't run the show. I run the show. Okay, but he called in. Okay, and he wants to talk. So you gotta let him talk. Okay, so go ahead,
yes.
Randy.
Okay.
Okay.
I
all
respect
right.
that.
Thank you.
Randy's
oh,
a
see,
retard.
He's too drunk.
Will now talk. Randy's
Ken,
a retard.
He's too drunk to understand basic.
Yeah.
Yeah. There you go. Well, congratulations on seeing your kids too, Doug.
Retard.
I'm glad you were able to see your kids. So Jason, congratulations on your sobriety, and I think 30 days and not touching children, so that's also good.
Too bad your mom
I just wanted,
whatever.
Ken, well, what's your name again, brother? I forget. What you
Ken,
say
maybe we can
mute
Doug.
Sandy boy.
Yeah, I know it's Randy, but I wanted to see if he had the balls to actually say it out loud. Well, he don't. All
just,
right, well, anyway, Randy.
Jason, shut up. Shut up a second.
Randy,
I was speaking.
Hey,
sir, if you don't mind, I was just
Randy.
I wasn't done speaking.
Candy,
it's just that Doug keeps fucking over me.
Doug is crazy, man.
Don't get upset. Don't get upset. Calm down.
I'm not going to say any more. Okay?
I hope not. I hope not. That's the reason they took your children away, Doug.
Hey,
Doug,
hey,
that's
Doug,
the reason they took your kids
brother,
away.
They can't mess with me and you.
Jason, if you don't mind, that would be great. I'm trying
hey,
to do it, Doug. But
Jason
and Doug, if you guys could shut
come
up.
Come find me and see
we're
what
we're not
going to
shut up because you're a clown.
Make
Doug,
sure you're wearing
Jason,
the Kevlar.
Shut up for 1 second, Jason. Just shut up.
Just make sure you're wearing Kevlar,
boys. No, you're not doing anything.
I'll actually make you a deal, Randy. I will shut up if you never mention my name when you speak.
You got it. Okay, I won't say anything else.
Me
about
too.
You. Okay,
me
thank
too.
You, Doug. Thank you, Doug the pedophile.
You're welcome, Randy.
So what I wanted to say is what I wanted. I'm sorry, I was trying to
sniffer.
Say something, but you keep talking over me. So
Cow
I wanted to
sniffer.
Talk about an individual who we all know, and he's been he's been a kind of a staple of the Blog Talk community. I want to say thank you to him for going 30 days without molesting a child. It's been fantastic. I know the kids can really appreciate that.
Who is it, dumbass?
I think it's really interesting that that on this show there's actually two pedophiles on the phone right now. I'm not going to say names. Let's just say it rhymes with Sason. And the other one
Randy
is
Anderson,
Doug's the other one. That's
Johnny
the reason Doug lost his children.
Well, Randy, I don't
Doug
like
lost his kids.
Too,
but
I
that's
know.
The worst part is that Doug was, had his children
please?
Taken away
it's
because
all
he was lost
okay,
his
okay, okay, okay.
Right.
Everybody's
yeah,
over
that.
Talking to each other.
Well,
you can't hear and understand what's going on.
Kenny, the problem is that you just allowed him to talk
no
over us.
About
you know what I mean?
If he's saying what he's saying is true, there's public record of that if it's true. Whenever, when he's
it
not
is
able
public
to provide
record.
That
we all know you
don't.
Shut up. I was
going to
say something. Jason,
shut up
1 second. Jason, shut up if you don't mind real quick. Yeah, shut your mouth. I was just trying to say something real quick.
Yeah, shut your mouth.
Yeah, so the problem is that that Jason knows very well that he has been convicted and he's on Megan's Law, so he is a registered sex offender. And he's trying to play the part like as he's not, like as if he's not. But,
who is?
You know, that's on him. And then Doug,
you say,
another
who,
pedophile
who
they've
is
met
the sex
on
offender?
Pedophile Anonymous, that
you
know,
you're bringing
okay.
no facts to your statements, and that's what upsets me the most.
Well, I need you to calm down, Jason. I need you to calm down. Don't get upset.
I
don't need
you
stabbing random people.
No, you need me
yeah,
and Jason
no,
to
I don't
come down
need you to
and
get
beat
upset,
the fuck
okay,
out of you,
in Evans
bitch.
County.
You don't want
that's
okay,
to
let's watch,
that.
Let's watch the cussing. Let's watch the cussing.
Okay, I'm sorry.
That's all right. Yeah.
You know this guy's
yeah.
a joke, man. Come
definitely
on.
Yeah,
you know
yeah.
this guy's a joke.
I have a question. Okay, then, Doug, then how
yeah.
come... You lost
is,
your, the custody of
your
children.
How many band-aids
Doug, why did you
would
lose
you need
just tell
at
me that.
The Band-Aid hospital, bitch?
That's what I thought. Exactly.
That's
the whole reason.
You need.
The reason he's,
a lot of
because
them.
He's a drunken idiot, that's the reason he lost his children.
Yeah.
You know, that's the problem.
Okay.
Just
well,
listen
Randy,
to him.
It's actually worse, you know, because you're actually a sober idiot.
Jason,
so
hey, if you don't mind, shut up a
idiot,
second. I was
going
to say something. Jason, I wanted to say something real quick, if you don't mind shutting up. Jason, shut up for a second.
Yes.
One
yeah,
of the things
worse,
is, I know you live in
stupid.
Evans.
That's worse.
I know Jason. Shut up a second, please. I know you live in Evans County, and you think that that the laws do not apply in Evans County because it's so south. But no, see, molesting
wait a
children
minute.
Is
Did
still
you say
illegal.
Evans County?
It's still illegal in
yeah,
Evans County,
yeah.
Jason. So just because you're in a small county like that doesn't
yeah.
mean you can't that you can just go off and diddle children. You can't diddle children
again,
whenever you want,
brother.
Jason.
First of all, you're
hey,
right.
brother,
facts,
are you,
brother, like, you know,
are you?
You're
a,
speaking no,
no
facts
just telling,
at all.
Shut up, Jason.
No,
Jason,
you shut
up
your fake ass,
no,
big ass, crooked
Jason,
ass,
if you don't
ass,
crooked
ass,
ass, fucking ass,
ass,
fucking ass. No,
shut
up, Jason.
Right. You got a big mouth and a little dick.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Jason, shut up one second. I
want to
say one more thing. Shut your mouth.
Stop speaking like you swing one between your knees when you know you when you know you were
that would be fantastic because I was in the middle of trying to say something. No. Okay,
shaker.
Because you're in Evans
no,
County. Evans
I mean,
County is still a law-abiding county. You know what I'm saying?
Who
so
the hell is
so
Evans I'm in
you
Evans
feel
County?
Me?
Who the
Jason,
hell is that?
You feel me? You feel me? And when I mean feel me, I don't mean feel children. You know what I mean? So I know you're a registered sex
well,
offender
I'll tell you
in
what
Evans
then,
County.
Big man, if you think you know where I stay at, well, that shit you
I know
just
you
said,
stay at, coward. Now stop talking
come
a second.
Me, partner,
shut up. Jason, shut up one second. Jason, shut up one second, please. If you don't mind shutting
right.
up, that'd be great. Okay.
No,
thanks.
If you don't mind coming to
no,
find
all,
me
no,
in
no,
my
no,
city,
hey,
no,
are you talking
mind.
To
shut
me
shut
or Jason?
Jason, shut up one second.
He's
just one second.
To me?
Just need to shut your mouth. Okay, yeah.
No, you need to shut your fake ass
I, no,
mouth.
No, I don't need
weasel,
you to get upset.
Bro.
I need
you're
you to calm down. I need
you're
you to calm down one second.
No, it's not
going to
calm down
because
you're talking shit on my name. You're a weasel. You're a weasel.
Okay.
And nobody
so
can say
just,
that.
You're
never
going to
have,
yeah,
no. have respect as a man because
okay.
you're a piece of shit.
Right, guys.
If anybody get mad at
yeah.
me for saying
County.
The damn truth,
you,
they can kiss
you
my
family,
ass, too.
You're a weasel. You stab
you're
your family
weasel.
Members. You molest children.
You're a weasel.
Evans County knows who you
and you're
are.
A cheat taker,
and
you
feel like as if it's okay to diddle children. You can't do that.
Okay, that's enough of that.
You've never been slapping your damn mouth. That's why you talk like that.
Okay. Okay, let's get back to okay.
That was the great
this,
Randy
this,
Anderson
this talking about. Okay, this is ridiculous. We're all talking
it
over dinner.
That's
oh,
what I'm saying. He lives next. To, you know this. You know he thinks that Claxton. The city of Claxton and
Turn
Belleville.
Off the
you know he
Randy
feels
Anderson
as if
guy.
Like just because. Ken, if you don't mind muting, maybe Doug, he's just incoherent and
oh,
drunk.
Shut up.
If you don't mind, that's why you lost your children, Doug. Anyways,
no,
I was
I
just,
didn't.
I'm just trying to say, I'm just trying to say
I'm
that
not
that's
a
the reason.
And
I'm trying.
You're just.
Oh yeah, you sound sober. You sound sober.
That's all
you
do.
Sound totally sober. Stone cold sober.
Okay. Whatever.
Okay, thanks. Well, what I wanted to say is, Jason,
shit.
I'm here for you, Jason. I'm trying to help you out.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
you come over to Claxton, Claxton
uh-huh.
City, and I'll
okay.
hook you up. You know what I mean? I'll hook
I
you
get
up.
It.
I'm talking to Jason,
Claxton
you retard.
City.
Do you understand? Yeah.
I'm not
the
a retard. Okay.
Yeah. What? Uh-oh.
What do you mean, uh-oh?
I feel like
oh,
as if now you
two,
I feel like I feel like as if you two are now speaking to each other. Like, I need you to understand, Doug, you drunken idiot, that I'm talking to Jason, the pedophile.
And I'm
and
trying
so
to tell
you,
you're sober idiot.
Keep
yeah.
your
mouth
shut.
Well,
like
I don't think
anyways,
a
Jason
is pedophile.
Anyways,
and you're just
so,
a piece of
are you guys
shit
okay? I mean, Jason, are you willing to accept the fact that you've been
okay.
a convicted sex offender?
Oh, yeah.
Brother, I'm not
yes,
none
sir.
Of that shit. And you got no
yes,
proof
you are,
of it. I've never
Jason,
been that in my
you
life.
You to shut your mouth when I'm talking,
matter
if
fact,
you don't mind.
I
was still in the middle of a I was still talking and you want to talk over me.
I don't give a damn.
I need you to calm down, Jason.
Nobody likes you, bro.
Jason, listen.
Yo, I need you to chill.
Nobody likes you. My man.
When you gonna get in here?
Right. My dude. My dude. I'm just gonna get you to calm down a second.
Every show you call in,
disappear.
Every fake
voice you're an emotional woman, Jason. You're an emotional woman, Jason.
No, because I'm not even mad. I'm just trying to tell you. Nobody
I need you to chill,
you
Jason. You're very emotional.
It's
you're like
very,
an emotional woman.
Truth.
You know what I'm saying? Jason?
It's simple truth, man.
My dude. My dude. You're an emotional woman. I need you to chill, my dude.
Right, yeah, I'm an emotional woman on the phone, huh,
no,
big man?
Don't
there
listen
we go.
To
there
that,
we go.
Jason.
Just keep that mouth shut for a little bit. I'm trying to
no,
speak.
It's okay.
He's talking over me, Jason.
Come on.
It's all right.
Okay, we got to bring up.
Jason, shut up. Shut up. I'm trying to say something. Shut up, Jason.
Shut your ass up. Don't talk to me.
Okay.
Let's bring on
757. Okay. Hello, Ashley. How you doing?
Hi. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you, Ashley.
Okay.
Ken, your show's becoming a joke.
Shut up, Doug, you drunken idiot.
Fuck you.
Fuck your mother, Doug.
All he wants to do is call and have...
Shut up, Doug. She's trying to...
Fuck you.
Oh, someone's trying all to fax right. in.
Ashley, you got to relax with the sound effects. That's
okay,
great.
Yeah, we got to relax there. Okay. Yeah, go ahead, Ashley.
Awesome. Sounds like a mouth
okay,
on the phone right now. You shut your ass up. Who the fuck are you talking to?
Hey, you know what I got to say about it? Go fuck yourself.
Oh.
You stupid fuck. All you're doing is being a joke. Everything's a joke.
Oh, Jesus.
Well, guess what? Everything ain't a fucking joke. Maybe
okay,
I ought to like, get real once in a while. And stop being a fucking retarded joke master. Huh? What the hell? ICP coming in next?
Doug is crazy, man. Doug is crazy.
I ain't crazy.
Let's take some more
you guys
calls,
ain't even talking about nothing. Jesus
okay,
Christ.
Okay.
What?
Let's take some more callers, okay?
Yeah.
Roll
some
one
real
one.
Callers. Get
roll
some
one
real
one
ones.
On the line. Who do I have?
Ken, this is Vince. How are
you?
It's who? Vince. Remember me from this weekend? Vince, I dicked you down. You gave me a blowjob, and now...
Oh, Jesus.
Hang up on this guy. Come on.
Yeah. Okay.
Let's talk to Ashley. How's Ashley doing?
Kind of hard.
Well, how you doing?
I can't talk.
Don't start getting aggressive and growling and shit like you ain't had no
well,
damn
your Pampers
like
got
rabbit
you,
iguana.
Doug.
Relax.
Did she say it?
How you doing, though? Ashley, Doug asked you how you doing. I'm asking you how you doing instead of getting aggressive.
Okay.
Say how you doing.
Henry,
problem.
I wanted to shout out El Pico for winning the thing that was going on. But
the wrestling match?
Wrestling competition. Yeah.
Yeah, that was a joke. Come on. That's
not
real.
Yeah, there's no real wrestling match, actually.
Yes, it was.
No,
did you win,
no.
Ken? Ken, did you win your match?
No, I didn't win my match.
Oh, I don't think I won mine either. I don't know.
You won. Your opponent didn't show up. Oh, can you pick up 619?
Joe Gibson?
Okay, we got to bring on some more callers. Okay, we got 10 minutes left of the show. Let's bring on 619.
No,
okay?
What?
619. Is this Dr. Peter Ventura?
Oh, no.
Good evening, Dr. Fishman. This is Dr.
Hey,
Peter,
Paul Dr. Peter
Paul from Imperial Beach, California. And I want to say that
hi,
I am
Dr.
appalled.
Ventura.
Hi,
how
Dr.
are you doing,
Peter
ma'am?
Paul Ver.
I am appalled at what's going on here, and someone trying to impersonate me or say it's me, or I don't know what's going on there, but I heard my name mentioned a couple times, Dr. Fishman, and the fact that you're allowing it is just going on.
I didn't hear your name being called.
No. I'm the one that did it, Kenny. I told the previous caller that he sounded like I almost heard him slip up a little bit. So when he said my name, like he told me to shut up, Jason. It sounded like what Peter Ventura sounded like. He did. So I almost caught him slipping right, the previous caller. So that's why I said it. That. So if this guy's calling him now, but we know he's a clown too. So it don't really have any weight as far as credibility goes. So
come
so
in, clown, chill,
Dr. Fishman. If bring I do not get an apology from these
Dr.
two gentlemen.
Pulper.
I bet I won't apologize either because I meant
Dr.
what I said
Fishman,
and I said what I meant.
Allow them to talk
like
to me this
Peter Pulpin.
Well, you know, I'll apologize, okay, that your name was mentioned, okay?
No, Pastor Kenny, don't do that, bro. No, man, don't apologize for another grown man,
Dr.
but
Fishman,
I said what I said and I meant what I said.
Dr.
Don't
do
that, Pastor Kenny.
That's true.
Jason,
you ain't got to fight my battles for me,
Dr.
man.
Fishman, do you mind muting Jason and Doug real
quick?
Do
you
quick
mind
so
kissing
get
my ass?
No, don't
in
apologize for that.
Dr. Fishman,
uh-oh.
I want to say something, if you allow
me. These guys are clowns.
Hey,
Dr.
Peter Pulpher, come on.
Do you mind muting them for 60
Peter Pulpher
seconds,
or Peter Polar? Which one is
Peter
it?
Peter Pike, Peter pick a peck of pickled peppers and all that shit. It's crazy. These guys are clowns.
There you go.
Why are we even
entertaining
these
circus
freaks? Am I going to get a word in, Dr. Fishman, or
yes, you're going to get a word in. Let Dr. Peter talk.
Yeah, well, his word will be a bunch of bullshit.
No, it's all right, Doug. Hey,
you're
going
to have to
use
something.
Hey, no, we got
to
use the crown juggle real quick,
Doug.
Let the crown
all
right,
juggle, I'll shut up. Sorry, Dr. Peter Pulpher. The floor is yours.
And again with the language.
Well, fuck you.
No, hey.
Okay, Dr. Fishman. Are you going to mute them, or should I just hang up and call another day?
You should probably hang up and call back again when I ain't on here, because I don't like you at all, and you know I don't like you, and you know why I don't like you. So don't try to play games.
Okay.
You know why I don't know why I don't like you.
Are you the co-host?
I'm damn sure not the co-host. I'm just a man. So if you want to hang up on me, that's fine. If you want to hang up on me, that's fine.
You got something to say?
I'm not apologizing for anything.
Well,
that I
you
say.
Don't.
Quit talking
your
bullshit. Just say what you got to say.
I cannot speak if you continue to talk, both Jason and yourself. You won't shut up. You don't let me get a word in. So how do you want me to say something?
Then go ahead and
shut up.
The floor is yours.
Okay. All right.
Yes.
All right. Jason, thank you for shutting up, and you too, Doug.
Start licking
you.
It up with your tongue, bitch.
Are they going to shut up? Dr. Fishman, this is preposterous.
Floor is yours. Lick it up with your tongue, bitch.
And then and the name called.
Hello, the floor is yours. Lick it up with your tongue, bitch.
Dr. Fishman,
hey,
Joe,
you
hear
me?
Easy.
I'm not saying
Fishman,
it again.
Is it okay for someone to call me a bitch on your show?
No.
Because he did it twice. Okay.
But in real life, it's very acceptable.
He's already said it twice. I could understand him calling Jason a bitch.
I apologize.
But they don't know me.
Transvestite.
I mean, and now another name calling. So, you know, they say turn the other cheek. Okay, that's fine. All right. They can do all the name calling they want.
How many cheeks you got, though, brother?
I have not judged them. Okay, I have not judged
them. You judged me in the past.
I'm
going to
fuck them up.
You judged me in the past, brother. Yes, to hell you have. Don't be sitting up here lying. Now I know you're a fake pastor, too. Sitting up here lying.
We'll hang up.
Don't hang
Dr.
up.
Fishman.
Please do that for me. Can I keep
can
going if they make you hang up? I'm going to keep going.
What? You're
going to
hang me up?
Dr. Fishman, can you please mute them? Thank you. Please mute them and I will get it worded. Thank you. Let me know.
Ken, no,
happens.
Don't do that.
I'm not going to mute anybody. You just got. Okay.
I'll shut up.
Okay, no problem. We gotta take another. We gotta take another call here, real quick. Okay, they've been waiting 16 minutes. Okay.
You tough ass bitch.
Hi, Ken.
619.
It's Randy again.
Oh, hey, Randy.
Hey, I wanted to talk. Hi. Hey, I wanted to ask you, why are you not giving Peter Paul Ventura the floor? He wants to say something about
something very important.
Would you mind maybe muting that retard Doug? I mean, he's drunk. maybe you can just mute him and maybe that cackling bitch Jason. You know what I mean? So.
Oh, yeah.
Look, if you got to ask somebody to mute me, brother, that means
Jason,
I got to say.
Jason, shut up if you don't mind.
That's, no, that's your problem.
That's Doug. Peter Paul Ventura, please. The floor is yours, my friend.
Okay. I appreciate the floor.
Peter Paul Ventura, shut your face.
Hold on, Doug. Let him speak, man.
I want to thank
you
for allowing me to voice my
Thank you, Dr. Christman, for giving me the floor.
Thank you, Dr. Christman. I really appreciate everything you've done. Now, the one thing that I did
Ryan
want to
get across. Motherfucker.
Okay. And you still refuse to mute him, Dr. Fishman, after he's called me four different foul names. You allow him to curse and curse at me, and you still won't mute him. Okay.
I'm going to have to mute him if he keeps cursing like that. Okay.
Is it going to take one more cuss word or four more cuss
words?
Okay.
He's lying.
How many more cuss words before
every
you
word
hey,
he
hey,
says
hey,
is
Ken,
a lie.
Ken, please.
Everything
Ken,
he's
please,
saying
Ken,
is
Ken.
A lie, Ken.
Damn.
But everything
relax,
he
Doug,
says
man,
is
run the
is
world,
lying.
Man, party.
Jason, shut up.
I've asked for 60 seconds.
Give me a break.
You cannot give them to me. Dr. Fishman, why can't you
everything
give me
you
seconds?
Say is a lie.
Doug, shut up. That's why you lost your kid. That's why you lost your kid.
Fishman, can I have 60 seconds?
Whatever just else
mute.
It is.
How about 30 seconds? Can you mute Doug and Jason for 30 seconds? Can you do this for me? Do me a favor.
Yeah.
Jason,
shut up, Jason. Jason, shut up.
I'm trying to help you out. Pastor Kenny, mute me and Doug, and if he mentions my name, unmute me. That's fine with me. Mute me.
Yeah,
but if he says my name, brother, unmute me.
I agree with
that's
that.
Right.
I perfectly agree.
Go ahead. If he just says anything or nobody else like he's talking about me, unmute me. That's
fucking idiots. What's wrong with you, Ken? Mute him.
No, I don't want to mute anybody. I want to just let Dr. Peter Vincenzo.
Okay. I'm going to say something, but if Doug says one more curse word, you're going to have to.
Brother, what you got to say, man? Come
Dr.
on, man.
Peter
spit it out,
shut up. Jason, shut
your
mouth.
You're a lying scumbag.
Ventura, you're getting it started up again,
that's
bro.
It.
Just say what
that's
you got to say.
See, that's
relax.
Not a
say
curse word.
Anymore.
That's it. Can you? I don't believe what he just called me for the.
You don't
no,
believe
listen.
It.
Listen, this is what we're going to do. We have a support group. That we're gonna be holding the support group at 9935 R Lane in San Antonio, Texas. If you need any information, please
see,
call 210-267-1863.
Can I get a word in now? Is everyone?
Yeah,
needed?
Go ahead.
No.
Okay.
You can shut your fucking mouth, you lying son of a bitch.
That's the sixth cuss word.
You're nothing but a piece of shit.
Who do
you know what shit
I heard,
is?
I heard you mute
that's the
who,
shit
who
that comes
mute,
out
Dr.
of your ass.
Why can you not?
And you rub it all over your face.
Okay, Dr. Fishman. I'll tell you
what. Oh, now Ashley's doing funny sounds. Come on. You know I'm right.
Dr. Fishman.
These guys are just piece of shit trolls.
I know you're right, Doug. We
try
got
to
a lot
talk
to juggle, though, brother.
I try
to
talk
let the clown
to Ken.
Juggle,
say
and so do you, Jason.
Me.
You talk
yeah,
to Ken, too.
I know you're right.
not like these fucking
Dr. Fish.
I don't want to meet the ball, but Pastor Kenny, like those guys, you know what I'm saying? So we got to let them go so the show actually run it. You know what I'm saying?
That's fine. Allow them to call me names. Allow them. That's fine.
Where was all the sympathy at when you were sitting there calling me a child molester and stuff
What about that? You called me a child molester too.
Yeah,
that's
so where was all the sympathy there?
You reached out
what about if I turn you into a cop?
With your child pedophilian
ways, what's going to happen next?
You don't like that shoe on your foot,
bitch.
You don't like that shoe on your foot.
Somebody might come pound you on your door.
Both of you are pedophiles.
Yeah. Pastor Kenny, I mean, I don't mind being muted, brother, because I know these are your guests.
No,
you know what I'm saying?
Don't
I don't mind that, but if they speak my
he
name, I got to be muted to defend myself. You know what
yeah.
God damn
Jason
it.
And Doug, you got both pedophiles, and that's why you don't
again,
have to
again, you know what I'm saying, Pastor Kenny? You know what I'm saying?
If I never fucking
shit like that.
Fondle
the little
children.
I'm telling you now.
Okay,
you
we
are
need
both
to
pedophiles.
Stop calling people pedophiles, okay?
Well, you won't let me speak. That's the first time you told someone to stop, yet they can call me names.
You
okay.
are the
because
most.
What
truth.
You are.
You're the
well,
fucking
pedophiles.
Worst piece of shit troll
no,
ever.
Hold on. We actually have proof
them.
Of what you are.
But,
you have no proof of what
okay.
you call
you're
us.
You're the worst
we actually
piece
have proof
of shit
what
troll
you
ever.
Pedophile Jason and pedophile
I
Jason.
I actually have proof
of
what you are, though, brother. That's different.
And now
I actually have
a dangerous tag team of pedophiles.
I actually have proof on what you are, though.
And it's appalling to me that Dr. Fishman does not mute them. You guys fondle
again,
little
dude,
boys. You
the clown
little
is
children.
Juggling, man. The clown is juggling.
What's wrong with
understand.
You? What's wrong with you wanting to
what's
touch
wrong with
children?
You sitting there calling people shit with no damn evidence? I got proof of
at
what
least?
The hell you is because every time you open your damn mouth, you prove my fucking point. Every time you open your mouth
yeah.
without me, you got no
and
damn evidence.
You're cursing,
you're a clown.
Pedophile.
And
you're
going to die, clown.
Is,
buddy, nah, bro, you a
I'm
clown for life.
I'm name called.
You
by
a clown for life.
Nonetheless. You're
a clown. And like I get it, you got no
okay,
proof of
right.
shit you're talking about.
I helped you.
I got proof
you
about you. You ain't got shit. You ain't got no proof
ways.
About what you're talking about
and
about
then,
me.
And
you
now you're falling
that.
Back into pedophile depression.
You ain't got none of that, bro.
Slander.
You ain't got none of
that.
You're
slander.
And Doug's not helping. Doug is not helping.
You got none but a big mouth and a following. That's all the hell you got.
You
ain't worth
another guest on, okay? He's been waiting 24 minutes, okay?
Is this dog?
Okay, is that you, Clay?
Yes, it is. You're letting your show get out of hand.
Hey, Dad.
Again.
Hey, Dad, how's
you're
it going?
You're letting your show get out of hand. I have to come in and hit y'all with a ruler.
So you need to take your diabetes medication. You ain't got to slap nobody with nothing.
You need to be careful because
in
Jason
Bible,
will take that ruler and try
Bible,
to attract little boys
about,
with it.
In the Bible, it talks about Babylonians second.
Babylonia?
With three doctors are in the house, that y'all shall shut the F up.
Well, wasn't you the same brother that was flatlining the last show we had with the hot monitor in the background? You was flatlining, right? Now you're coming on here talking aggressive and stuff. Brother, worry about your heart rate. Remember the last damn show we had, brother? You was flatlining on the table with the hot monitor in the background.
I
you don't remember that? You forgot already?
It's one thing
mad.
For you to attack little
I'm
boys,
trying
but
to
attack an elderly
man.
Well, are you attacking an elderly man?
Okay, so I see you guys have the whole circus on the phone. That's fine. And it's you guys
right.
have fun, it's okay. But I
well,
understand you guys are all part of the same circus.
And then call this a circus when you take little boys to the circus so you can follow them. That's
like I done told you, big mouth ass, you got no damn proof of shit you talking
yeah.
about me, but I got proof about everything I say about you. Because every time you open your damn mouth, you prove
proof
my point.
The proof is in the pudding, Bill.
The proof is in the pudding, you're real.
He's a piece of
are
shit.
Are these two clowns here, Chumos?
Piece of shit.
No, matter
piece
of fact, there's
shit.
Four clowns here,
just
brother.
Like
me
you,
and Doug
Clay.
And Pastor Kenny ain't
just
one of them.
Just like you, Clay.
Believe that.
You're a piece of
Doug.
Shit, too, Clay.
Doug, how old were the little
fuck
Doug.
You, Peter
Doug.
Fuller. Fuck you.
Doug.
Cut me off.
This
is a joke,
Jason.
You wouldn't even have the to hold my nuts.
People are getting like
both of you are pedophiles. Both of you are pedophiles.
No, no,
you
son of a bitch.
Yes,
if I were to find
you,
you it would not be a good day.
No, no, you gotta realize this,
what
though. You gotta realize this.
What
would you guys talk this shit over the phone. Like, these guys,
I know
what they
that.
Do for a living, right?
Well,
I know, like,
I'm sick of this
shit.
These
guys
shit.
Jobs, man.
I find you, and you call me that. Bad shit.
I would rather you
happen.
Come up to me and leave little boys alone.
Curse words and this guy.
Leave little boys alone.
Fuck you.
And
fuck yourself.
And if
I'm telling you,
you're
reality,
you're don't get out of here.
Don't tell me
Jason
I'm
and Doug
molesting
are
kids
in a sexual
and
relationship.
I'm gonna
hey,
fuck
Kid,
you
I'm,
up,
I'm,
man.
Now I'm sure of it. Jason and Doug are in a sexual relationship.
Hey, Pastor
Kitty,
do you see how these guys don't
so
like
well.
It when the tables are turned on them?
I'm
like how they usually do me when they gang up on me, right?
Sorry,
they don't like that shit when they shoes on the other foot. You see that, right?
Pedophiles.
They don't like
definitely
that stuff,
pedophiles.
Now
not
they
want to
play the victim and stuff like we the bad guy. You see how they do? But I'm telling you, it's
that's
foul, right?
Well, you know,
pedophiles.
Okay, we need to figure out a way to get, all get along, okay? We got to figure out a way to get all get along.
Well, Dr. Fitz,
I agree, Ken. I agree with that, Ken. 100%.
I've forgiven them for being pedophiles. Do you forgive them for being pedophiles?
We're not pedophiles, you piece of shit.
Dr.
Fisher, do you forgive me? Well,
no, he ain't Dr. Peter. He ain't Dr. Peter Ventura.
Dr. Fisher.
He's a
lying
no,
it's actually,
son of
it's actually a
bit.
Simple answer to this. It's a simple
they
answer, brother. Where's your proof of this?
Facebook.
No,
they
hold on. Before you continue, but
they
no, I want to know your proof of what you're saying.
No,
this is actually how you end the conversation. Where's your proof of what you're saying?
Okay, here's my proof.
You
and
me?
No, you're Jason, and you too, Doug. Both of them called me and asked me for help.
What's my phone number, brother?
In the pedophilia way.
No, brother, no. I want to know my phone number.
Yep.
So I've asked them. I've counseled them. I've prayed for them.
No, brother, no. You're skipping over the facts. No. See, no, you got to slow down, brother, because I'm trying to get to the bottom of your fingers. What's my phone number, bro? I want to know my phone number, dog. Like, no, you said I called you. No, what's my phone number?
Never
I just
did
gave
know
you permission
that.
To say it out loud. Well, what's my phone number?
Okay. Your phone number is 1-800-747-BOYS. I
and
think
see,
that's what
there
you said
go, bro.
Was.
You're a big toilet bowl full of diarrhea, brother. You just told on yourself, dog. You got to stop
Look,
doing
whatever,
that. You see what I'm saying? The facts just exposed you, big dog.
Well,
that's just exposed you, bro.
That's how you sound. Okay.
Brother,
you're
the facts just exposed
boy.
You, though. Are you going to be mad about the facts or are you going to respect it? Like, the facts just literally exposed
okay.
you for what you is.
Look, the fact
you don't respect
that you
that.
Like little boys, and that's why you stabbed your little cousin. Because
again, brother, I just told you to name your proof. You didn't have any. You said I called you. I said, what's my number? You didn't give me that either. So what are you really doing with yourself? I don't understand.
Did you or did you not stab your little cousin for telling on you about you trying to...
I did not do none of that. I did not do none of that.
You
got no proof of any.
Yes,
you ain't
did.
Got proof of otherwise.
You just gave me permission to give out your information that you, when you call me, this is the information you gave me. And I quote.
No, I don't want
to
know that. I want
to
know my phone number. No, I want to know my damn phone number.
Your little cousin because he told you or raped you.
I want to know my phone number.
This guy's got a real godly
guy. No, I
want to
know my phone number. He's telling on himself. It's very funny. I want to
chase from the other guy.
And you need to accept it. You need to accept it.
Yeah.
No, hold on. No. I want to know my phone number.
Come on.
Now.
The
okay.
show's
accepted.
Right.
Cut him off.
Right.
Do something.
I'm out your ass. Right.
Come here.
The whole world just seen how dumb you is, big dog. Just so you know that the whole world just seen you for a clown. You're welcome.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
You want to come with a better mindset.
Exactly. Clown.
Because they are pedophiles, and we all know that, and they've asked me for help, and I helped them to get away from the pedophile way. So, Dr.